Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 482 for Tuesday, July the 19th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market suffered losses on Tuesday as declines in U.S. soybeans pointed the way lower. Canola was anywhere from $6 to $6.50 weaker, with the November contract checking in at $464.20 a ton. That's down $6.50. Crude oil was weaker on the day, and that was bearish for canola. Farmer selling is somewhat sluggish now, and the oilseed crops look fairly good on both sides of the border. However, on the other side, gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were supportive for canola. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. A looming blast of heat in the U.S. Midwest is not expected to be as severe as initially thought. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 30 to 36 cents weaker. The November contract was at $10.29 a bushel. The market was pressured by strength in the U.S. dollar. Rainfall is also looking more likely for next week, and that's when the heat wave is expected to fall across the U.S. Midwest. The U.S. soybean crop looks to be in fairly good shape, with 71% listed as being good to excellent. Meantime, down in South America, wet roads are plaguing farmers in Argentina. Corn was 12 to 14 cents lower. The December contract was at $3.49 a bushel. The market traded lower due to the improving weather forecast. Over three quarters of U.S. corn is rated as being either good or excellent. Already, some analysts are pegging the U.S. corn crop between 170 to 174 bushels an acre. Resistance for corn has been pegged at $3.80 a bushel. U.S. wheat was 11 to 13 cents lower, with the September contract checking in at $4.17 a bushel. Wheat fell lower, tracking losses in corn and soybeans. Cheap supplies of wheat also continue to flow out of Russia. Japan is on the hunt for 165 more tons of fresh wheat supplies. So that's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July the 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.